Our first subject today concerns murder hornets. Yes, we now have everyone's attention. Also known as Asian giant hornets, these insects are native to Japan and China. They're invasive in the United States, and several of their nests have been located in Washington State since last year. In fact, officials there say they've found 3 murder hornet nests this year alone. The first 2 have been destroyed. That's also the plan for the third. One of the reasons for that is the same one why they got their name. Enough stings can kill a person, and dozens of related deaths are reported each year in Japan. There haven't been any murder hornet deaths in the United States, and agriculture officials hope to keep it that way by eliminating any nests they find. These insects are the largest hornets on the planet. They can grow up to 2 inches long. They're bad news for honeybees. Entomologists say it only takes a few hours for a small number of Asian giant hornets to destroy an entire honeybee hive. U.S. officials don't know for sure how these insects got to America. It's possible they stowed away in an international cargo shipment. The Washington State Department of Agriculture is asking residents to report any suspected sightings of murder hornets. Officials plan to stay on the hunt for them for years to come. Microchip shortages, aluminum shortages, bike shortages. The ripple effects of a pandemic that started more than a year and a half ago continue to widen. But even if certain goods weren't in short supply, people who work with them are. Many businesses simply can't find enough employees, especially in retail and manufacturing. It's a labor shortage that's gotten so bad that an official with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce calls it a crisis. Executive Vice President Neil Bradley says one solution could be for businesses to list the skills they're looking for in employees and for community colleges and local workers to then help people develop those skills. But some employers are finding that even when everything matches up, keeping the workers is a challenge.